I wanted to run something by you. So a study on smells has found that the scent of a grapefruit on a woman can make her seem like 6 years younger.
Really?
So they tried a bunch of smells.
Okay.
Rubbing a bunch of smells on these women. You know, they did like broccoli, or broccoli, however you want to say onions. And then they did, like, even things like mint. So it wasn't just veggies, like mint, then lavender, and then they did grapefruit. And each time with the grapefruit, the guys said, oh, you know, they estimated her age being a lot younger.
That's weird, because grapefruits, you bite into them, are very sour.
Yeah, I love grapefruit.
And the scent is actually, you know, getting us the impression that she's a lot younger. Well, for me, I mean, I love Chanel No. 5. I mean, that's what you put on a...
Do you?
A lovely female body, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, mate, you're getting a bit... Anyway, but apparently the same fragrance doesn't do the same for men, okay? Now, this is something I'm very much... I'm going to out myself here.
All right.
I am... Well, as you know, I am a mad sniffer.
Oh, God, you are too. Do you... Look...
Well, because I hug everyone. And so if someone smells really good... And this is not just about men. It's women as well. If someone smells nice, I'll always comment on it and I'll have another sniff. I say... Give me another one. I'll say, give me another hug. Let me sniff you again.
Why is it if I go up to a female and start sniffing her hair, people go creep alert?
Oh, well, that's a bit weird.
Get away from me.
Oh, no, I have sniffed people's hair before, that's for sure. But, yeah, I was a bit embarrassed, wasn't I, last week because, well, around this time, each Friday, on one of the other stations here, there's a guy comes in. We call him Councillor Good Times. Just a nice guy. And went in, gave him a hug. You know, he's a ripper. And he smelled... terrific last week.
Yeah, you were gushing.
I was embarrassed actually. So then I was like, oh, you smell fantastic. So I said, give me another go. Had a sniff. And then came back.
Give me another go.
Yeah, and I was so embarrassed. I thought to myself, that actually was borderline creepy. So I'm outing myself here.
Owl the creep.
Yeah, but anyway, you've put up on Facebook, what's your favourite smell? And people have weighed in on a whole bunch of stuff.
Seen this one that says horse poo?
Yeah, Linda loves horse poo. Sari, her dog. Well, Mallory's come up with the gunpowder smell from fireworks.
I can handle that. There's nothing like that smell of, you know, just when you fire it off. It's almost like when you light a match. It's that initial carbon reaction.
Yes, exactly. Quite a few people have said they love the smell of puppy breath, which is really quite cute.
Yeah, before the teeth start rotting from all that processed dog food.
Freshly mown grass, freshly baked bread, yum, coffee, obviously.
Hey, we are talking smells this morning, and I'll tell you why, Ali. You've been outed. This Councillor Good Times you were mentioning from the other radio station. I've dragged him in here.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? Help me out here, Bill.
Jason O'Pray.
I'm
you
not
have,
saying anything.
You did not hear what Ali said about you just moments ago on the radio.
I wasn't going to name him.
It must have been good. She's going very red.
I'm totally embarrassed. I can't even speak.
No, come on.
I'm not saying anything.
Jason.
Hit me.
She said, you have the nicest smell of anyone she's ever hugged. And she went in for two hugs last week. Is that right?
Yes. I do remember now.
Listen, I actually said, full disclosure, that I felt like a creep.
I guess that's a kind of compliment, right?
Well, I hope so. Not for me.
Are you a dupe wearer? Or what do you put on?
I like Calvin Klein stuff. I've got the whole collection of Calvin Klein.
I'm so embarrassed. Anyway.
You look embarrassed.
I am embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed normally.
So, let me get this right. You like the smell of me. Is that right?
He's a married man,
by the way. I'm just saying I'm someone who likes... I like smells, okay? Oh. So, and listen, look, don't be... I don't mean to burst your bubble, but it's women as well, okay? I did say that.
Can I smell your back?
Look, I never wash my back, so maybe not. Thank you very little, Bilko, for embarrassing me.
That's all right. I just want to make sure Jason knew that there was someone in the building
who
was potentially stalking him. I mean, being in the public eye on the Sunshine Coast, that's all he needs. Zeke family, we're after, well, Ali was after the fact if you're a sniffer.
Well, I need to know if there's anyone on my team, Team Sniff.
A Team Sniff, exactly. On the basis of this study that came out that apparently... women who,
rub themselves in grapefruit appeared much younger to men when they were blindfolded. Yes, they estimated their age is a lot younger. Yeah.
Morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you, Ali and Bill? Bilko.
Bilbo to you.
Did you? I can't believe you nearly forgot his name.
No, I was just trying to think of the next thing I was about to say. I was currently, because every morning I eat a grapefruit, so I was actually eating my grapefruit while you were telling us about that.
Oh, great.
So my plan is to rub that grapefruit all over myself before I go out this morning and just see what the reaction is.
Yes, please do it.
Really young.
Yes, do it and get back to us.
Yes, Melissa, great. Zinc, what's your name?
Geordie, yep.
How are you, lovely?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you. Are you a mad sniffer?
Oh, my God, I'm the mad sniffer. I smell everything.
Hey, what do you mean? What, you smell
love
cheesy
it.
Feet or do you...
Don't, oh, gross, Bilko.
No, no feet, but just, yeah, I smell a lot of things. But I love the smell of wet concrete.
Wet concrete, yeah, okay.
That's a little bit...
Like when you hose concrete and you can smell it. I love that smell.
Oh, on a hot summer's day, yes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yes, I get that.
Are you on the tools like laying concrete in the backyard to get the thrills?
No. No, I don't know. I love that smell.
Oh, so do I. And do you end up, are you like me and you end up sniffing people and having a second go if they smell great?
Yeah, actually, this is so strange. I love...
Come on.
Say it.
I love the smell of like if I'm attracted to a bug, I love the smell of a CO.
Yeah. I totally
Geordie.
Get that. No, I totally get that. I'm all
Gross.
About that. Is that the pheromones? What do they call that?
Yeah.
Pheromones. No, I'm all about it too. I'm with you.
I've been in the lines at Centrelink and I've had that fragrance come to me threefold. Not good.
Geordie, welcome to Team Sniff.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, she'll be embarrassed now going to work, Team Geordie, so congratulations.
Well, that makes two of us. Thanks very much.
Jason O'Pray, thank you for coming in and embarrassing Ellie this morning.
What a wonderful morning.
Yeah,
thank you so much, too,
not for me.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you. Thank goodness, Geordie.
Smell you later.
Smell you later.
Beautifully said.